Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. Happy New Moon in May 2020. And I was kind of spontaneously encouraged to do this call with a little different focus today. And I've also just recently been kind of guided to begin calling this work that we are doing together Power Tools, because I don't know about you, but I cannot think of a better time for using Power Tools than this current time we are in. We need all of the Power Tools that we have available to us. And the good news is that these power tools are readily available. They do not require any particular expertise. They are free, and they work like magic as long as you use them. So, new moon in Gemini today. So new moons, as many of us know, are the time in each lunar cycle when we are given a blank slate and an opportunity to create, to set new intentions. It's all about the new. And this month, this particular new moon is really, it's really welcome because it has to do with expression. Think of this as an expression moon. And this is the time for us to reflect on, contemplate, ponder, and consider what we have not been able to express, what we would like to express, what we intend to express, and for us to actually begin to use our expression in a new way. Now, this is really, really interesting to me because I have been thinking about this. As I began to become aware that this particular new moon is about expression, we've been going through a period where our expression has been feeling very unheard. Perhaps our expression has felt stifled. I know for most of the planet that's the case. We have been curtailed from our activities considerably. We haven't been able to move around as freely. We haven't been able to interact with others as easily and as freely as we had become accustomed to. We also have had a lot of fear that has shown up. Much of it, I think, was instilled in us, perhaps long before this current pandemic thing showed up. And that fear is being kind of re-stimulated over and over. There's a lot of issues of authority right now. Who's the authority? Which authority should we listen to? Conflicting messages. A lot of noise out there. And we've all been programmed, unfortunately, to very often look outside of ourselves for direction and answers, instruction, and guidance. Well, that is no longer the case. And I think if there is any one really enormous message that this whole thing is giving each and every one of us is that we have to look within to that special, sacred space, voice, place for inspiration, instruction, guidance, direction, answers. So again, old issues are surfacing all around us right now. And these old issues have to do with our relationship to our expression. So it's a really good time for us to just open to our own expression. No matter what's going on in your world, take some time today to express yourself. Sing, dance, move, stretch, tone, chant, in any way that you can express yourself, your being, your mind, your body, and your spirit. Also, this is a good time to work with air and your breath, because our lungs are our inspiration, our respiration. So using our breath is a new expression. Each time we breathe, taking in the air, expressing the air. Also, breathe in power and stability and strength and courage. As you inhale, take those things in. And as you breathe out and release any doubt, any inhibition, any shame, or any rejection of your personal creative expression. So if you can be outside, connect with nature, that is one of the best power tools available. And I want to share some really helpful information with you. And I gather information, as you all know, from many different sources, people, and places. I'm very eclectic. But everything that I gather and share with you is information that has really resonated strongly with me. And it also is information that is pretty straightforward and uncomplicated, because that's the only way I can process information. If it's too complicated or there are too many steps, I can kind of get lost in it. And the last thing we need right now is more complication. We need things to be simple, straightforward, easy, inspired, and effective. So that is what I'm going to be sharing with you today. So I'm going to share a really lovely message that comes from Point of Peace, Dawn Kitar's lovely site. And she shares information that come from Ascended Masters. And this one I printed out about a month ago because I just loved it. And I'm keeping it close where I can read it and sort of savor it often. And Dawn calls her messages today's point of peace. So the message from Ascended Master El Moira is, it is not serving humanity to find the blame in your worldly circumstances. Keep your eye on what you do to keep your own frequencies at the clearest and most elevated state. With loving compassion, stay accountable for your own choices. Affirm often that divine intelligence now reveals all that is mine to do, and that Love guides me and all in my world. You may think that it is your human assignment to sift through information and discover the truth. Living your truth in love and in peace is the most important assignment. And I've just found this really, really helpful because we're being bombarded right now with so much information, so many messages, so much data, so much conspiracy theory, so much duality, polarity. It's just really confusing. And so just remembering that it is not my human assignment to sift through information to discover the truth. The truth is within. However, we can keep it pretty well buried and covered up with the chatter of our mind and our ego. And you may hear in the background some wonderful thunder beginning. I think we're going to get an absolutely magnificent rain shower here in any moment, which is always quite fun and lovely. So remember that you do not have to sort through or figure out the answers. It is an endless loop. It is a hamster wheel. It will exhaust you and overwhelm you to try. Now, if you are one of those very special people whose assignment here is to clearly identify the truth and to share it with the world, by all means, go for it. You'll know. You will know if that's your assignment. And we need those people right now, for sure. And as we listen to certain people, we know who is bringing us truth because it resonates to a very deep level of our being. We feel it. And right now, that is so important because, again, if we just stay in our minds and try to sort through, you know, the spin cycle of all of it, it's impossible. Can't be done. So remember, your divine intelligence now reveals all that is yours to do, and that love guides you and all in your world. So that just gives me a lot of comfort and solace to just be reminded of that. It's, oh yeah, I remember. So I'm going to give you a couple of additional pieces of information that I think will be helpful to you. I know they certainly were with me. And I'm a big fan of Sandra Walter's work. She's been deeply committed to being a light in our world and a way shower for evolving humans, and is a beautiful spiritual teacher. So she is so plugged in and has such a clear connection and understanding of what is going on right now for all of us, which is indeed that we are being given an opportunity to really know ourselves, our mind, our body, and our spirit. If there is one thing that this whole coronavirus show, movie, experience has brought home, is that we have to come back to ourselves. And that is the blessing in this. That is the biggest blessing. So, and it's also, even though we're coming back to ourselves, we're coming back to each other, because it is really, really calling out to us to understand that we are all connected. We are a collective human family, a collective human family living on planet Earth together, and that we create balance by doing the good work. As the light levels intensify, allowing the dismantling to accelerate. And by allowing the dismantling, we're talking about dismantling our old programming, our old thoughts, our old beliefs, our old tendencies to look for a savior outside of ourselves, to look for an authority to tell us what to do, to look for someone that we can blame, to look for someone who has all the answers. And that is indeed the dismantling of those structures within our mind. This also has called us to allow the dismantling of our confusion about who we are in our own strength, in our own power, in our own love for ourselves, for each other. And I think you probably can hear the rain has started and there is a magnificent storm happening. Beautiful. So much is going on. There has been so much work done on the individual and the collective level. Even amid all of the confusion and the chaotic outpicturing and the disinformation that's being flung around from every corner, far and wide, there has been incredibly deep, deep work done over this last few months, which is really the culmination of work that had been going on for many years. But it definitely amped up. And we can all assist right now in huge ways from our own little corners of the planet with our own enormous power and our own big love. Ooh, nice thunder. So we have three power tools that we can use right now that can really make a huge difference. Forgiveness. And that word has a lot of charge. It has a lot of charge for many of us. Religious stuff, guilt trips, all of that. Again, think in terms of power versus force. Forgiveness is actually very high vibration. Forgiveness is love. It's love for yourself. It's love for others. And it's a strong key to our movement forward, up and through this current situation into a bright future. Forgiveness is a strong key, a strong power tool for freedom from the old narratives. It's one of the ultimate healing modalities. It frees the soul, frees the spirit from the entanglements, the fragmentation, the entrapment, the confusion, the looping thoughts. It frees us. And it neutralizes negative emotion. It can literally neutralize resentment, anger, judgment, even disease in the body, any lower level thoughts, agendas. And so practicing forgiveness, both personal and collective, is a huge power tool. And we don't need to approve of what has happened or occurred in our experience or in the outer illusion. We don't have to approve of it. But in order for us to lift ourselves out of it, we have to forgive ourselves. And we have to forgive the others. And they may be people we know, they may be people we don't know. So just remember, there are some basics. No one needs to ask for forgiveness in order for you to forgive them. They don't even have to know. That's up to you. That's yours to decide. Forgiveness cannot be demanded from another. It needs to be authentic and heartfelt. It happens in your own heart. No one needs to witness this except you and, of course, your spirit, your higher self, your source. The sooner you forgive, the sooner you are freed. So why delay your freedom? Again, forgiveness does not condone bad behavior or negative actions in any way whatsoever. You forgive the person, the situation, the big bad them, yourself, for the effect of their choices or decisions on your journey or on the collective journey. But you do not condone or approve. You still call it what it is, unacceptable. Say the no, no, this is not acceptable. Nonetheless, I forgive you because you don't know. You know not what you do. So forgiveness opens you up to love, to strength, to power, to creativity, to manifestation of your heart's desires. So just know that that's what's happening. Right now, there's a mass awakening going on, and it's bringing a lot of confusion. A lot of people are being, wow, there, a lot of people are being shaken awake. This year, overwhelmed by information. And so forgiveness is an aspect of personal and collective revelation, empowerment, and freedom from old, dualistic, fragmented separation. And the ability to forgive reveals your heart coherence. And that's what we want. We want coherence. Coherence is balance, it's harmony, it's openness, it's connection, coherence. So use it. It's important. Also, clemency. Clemency is a word that also has a charge. You know, we may have heard about clemency through religion or the law or the legal system. There are some key players out there who may appear to be at fault, and they maybe are being granted clemency because they agreed to play a role, agreed to reveal information. We don't know yet. It's too soon, and still, it hasn't been completely understood yet. So I know many of you are pretty active in the higher realms. You spend time in prayer and meditation and contemplation. So, and if you're human, there have been things that you have done. There have been things that I have done in my past when I was, you know, in my ignorance, in my egotism, that I don't feel good about. So not only can I forgive myself, I can ask for clemency. Clemency is mercy, leniency. I know better now. I'm so much more aware. Ask the universe for some clemency for yourself and for anyone else who has recognized their error, the error in their ways. So the third power tool is divine neutrality, which is a detached but compassionate state. And this is perfect timing. You've heard the advice to be the calm in the storm. Stay in the calm center and your perspective will be clearer, because there is a storm. There's actually a physical storm that has been occurring here where I now sit at this very moment. But there has been a huge storm in our world, a very large storm, and sub-storms happening all over. So the center of your heart, which contains your spirit spark, your source spark, is the calm in the storm. Divine neutrality is not passive. It makes us much stronger. So just remember, divine neutrality means that we care, but we don't carry. We don't carry the weight. We don't carry the burden. We care. And if we are light enough care, then we can change it. We can reach out and make change. So there's a lot that's going to be happening. Again, May has been a pretty active month, and we're heading into June and July into an eclipse gateway. And then on into August Lion's Gate. So take this time to prepare your internal and your external temple. Take care to bless yourself, to bless your loved ones, to bless the human family, to bless this beautiful planet that we live on. So let's wrap up with just a very short transmission. So just take a nice deep breath, closing your eyes. And if you're in a place where you can, kind of roll your eyeballs up for just a moment, like you're trying to look up into the top of your head, looking up into your third eye for just a moment. And then relax and breathe and breathe. And just breathe in this message. I am powerful. I am spirit. I am love. I am light. I am gratitude. I am creativity. I am strength. I am perspective. I am integrity. I am forgiveness. I am kindness. I am fairness. I am curiosity. I am spirituality. I am humor. I am gratitude. I am leadership. I am courage. I am zest. I am bravery. I am trust. I am family. I am human. I am connection. I am teamwork. I am love of learning. I am appreciation of beauty and excellence. I am that I am. And so it is.